Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Pure Hope with your host, Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. Hope is the name the angels gave Reverend Gorman. Help open planetary eyes. And that's what we hope to do on Pure Hope. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us on the Pure Hope Show. We are going to have a fantastic speaker today with us, and that's exactly what we're going to do, is we're going to bring you some hope in that vibrational frequency. Our guest today is Lori Spanga, and she is a best-selling author, speaker, spiritual teacher, ascension guide, multidimensional channeler. She is an intuitive, an animal communicator, energy healer, light worker, visionary, and luminary who absolutely assists others and to awaken their alignment. What I like about her is she has a sincere desire to help animals. She also has a sincere desire to help people, and she has helped people all over the world to help them align with their true divine source. And the reason why I like that is because the Hope Interfaith Center, and anybody who knows me, Hope, that I am trying to hopefully, helpfully bring people into that most powerful, empowering self of their true divine source. And that exists, just like Lori says, it exists within each and every one of us. And we are now on the verge of living our best life ever. Lori radically transformed her life after a series of near-death experiences and an induction-abduction experience while living in Maui. She is a best-selling author of books. These are just a few. How Psychic Are You? 7 Simple Steps to Unlocking Your Psychic Potential, as well as Learn Animal Communication, which many, many people who listen to our program want to know that. Animals in the Afterlife, Stop Feeding Me Junk, Superfoods for You and Your Pets, The Secret Energy of Money, and The Spiritual Laws of Wealth, as well as the author of many other books. One of them is 2 Years in Maui. So she has been doing this 20 years plus to transform thousands, and I mean thousands of humans and animals around the world via her channeling ascension guidance and her intuition. And so we are here. I love what she has, where she offers seminars and workshops about how can you improve your lives by learning from animals, aligning with your true divine source. And we're going to talk a little bit about the fifth dimensional reality and beyond. She is now actively engaged, and wow, we are all supposed to be actively engaged in assisting others through their awakening and ascension process during this evolutionary shift of consciousness, which we all know that we are underway on this planet at this time. So I welcome you, Lori, to our program of the Pure Hope Show. How are you, my dear?
Well, I am wonderful. I am so happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Reverend Hope. I'm so glad to be with you and the community.
Good, 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 good. Well, we have listeners from across the nation, and that's what is so wonderful about having these shows on the internet and on the computer, because people from across the nation as well as across the world can zero in on information and guidance. And that just before we were on the program, I was listening to another recording that you did with someone, and I forgot which recording that is, because you've been on many, many, many programs. And this particular person said that they had felt that you were one of the most profound, accurate psychics on the planet.
Oh, really? I don't even know who that was. That's awesome. Thank you for telling
well,
me
you
that.
Said thank, you said thank you, thank you, thank you. And I always say, own it, own it, own it, own it. That's how you get
That's funny. I really don't remember that. I don't know what interview. But thank you for saying that. That's very cool. I will own that. I think I'm really good.
Good.
Very cool.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, before we got on the program, you and I talked about how Esther Hicks says, get in front of it. Many people say, get on top of this energetically as we move through this dynamic, interesting time. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, well, I would just refer to, I would make the reference to old paradigm, new paradigm, 3D, 5D, old reality, new reality. In the old reality, we were behind everything. And what does that mean? We were at the effect of everything. We believed and perceived ourselves to be the result or reacting to everything. Everything. People, places, experiences, governments, laws, rules, sicknesses, illnesses, diseases, aging, death, dying, like everything. We were at the effect of it. We were behind it. We were the result. We were the victims of it. We have been victimized. That's the old paradigm. And we can see that's playing out in humanity and for a lot of people. In the new paradigm, we start to recognize ourselves as the cause and the creator, co-creator. We are in front of it. We're no longer at the effect of it. So we start looking at everything in our reality in a whole new way, which is to say, we start realizing we are not at the effect. We start searching within ourselves to find how we created and or co-created what's showing up, what's presenting in our external world. And we search within ourselves to find our own thoughts, our own emotions, our own energetic vibration and resonance, to see how that is reflecting from us, radiating out from us, and circulating through the field around us, and then reflecting back at us, in other words, attracting back to us, that we are the creators and the co-creators of our reality. Does that make sense? So that in that case, we become the cause. We see ourselves no longer as victims.
Absolutely.
We see ourselves as creators.
Yes, absolutely. When you say, does that make that apps? I want to pound the table and go, yes, 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 yes. Because until we own that, and that's the piece why I keep on saying, own it, own it, own it. We have to be careful on what we own. And some people will own that victimization. Some people will own that herd mentality. Some people will own fear. And I believe that you and I and so many people who are asking people to own their magnificent, to own their divine source consciousness. So as people begin to own that, and when you talk about, and I love the fact that we create and co-create, how do people begin to own it so they can create it?
Well, there's two big things that are lighting up initially when you ask that question. One is to search within yourself to become ourselves, all of us as individuals, to become really conscious of our own thoughts, because our thoughts are creating our reality, and our own emotions, because our emotions are the energy that put the thought in motion to create the reality that we experience. So, for example, I'll use an example of this. Just last week, I was at an Airbnb, and the driveway was unpaved, and I was looking out from the balcony, saying to myself, thinking to myself, I just wish someone would come and put some gravel in that driveway so I could get up the driveway. I didn't have another thought about it. The next morning, out of nowhere, a bulldozer came up, filled in the holes in the driveway, and then drove away. And the next day after that, I called the landlord of the Airbnb and said, did you do that? Was that you? And he said, I had no idea about that. I don't know who did that. Now, that is a perfect example of creation in the new paradigm, because I was conscious of my thought. I remembered it. And the next day when it happened, I knew that I created it. But I actually thought it was the landlord who somehow picked up on it and did it. But it wasn't. It was source, creator, no pulling from thin air reality, creating a reality that I like. Now, this is a perfect example of what I mean about us becoming conscious of ourselves as creators. Because in our human world, we think that's impossible. Like, I don't even know where that came from. And in the old paradigm, an older version might have been like, who does that person think they are? We might get pissed off. We might get angry. We might judge it. We might make it wrong. Who are they touching my driveway? That's my driveway. You know what I mean? We don't know how we might have reacted in the old paradigm. I don't know how I would have reacted. I might have been that kind of person, like, hey, this is my driveway. What, you're disturbing my peace with your pickup truck or whatever. No. In new paradigm, we see. Now, that's a very innocuous, like, innocent example. But it's a good example because it's the same regardless. You could put COVID in your life. You could put a disease. You could put a virus. You could put any form of illness. You could put a death. You could put losing money, losing a house. It doesn't matter what you put there. It's all the same. Somewhere, somehow, a thought in your own mind created it, and our own minds. And we don't think that way. We don't think, well, I didn't create a virus. I didn't create that death. But this is the difference between the old paradigm and the new paradigm. Because, like, I will tell you, the day before that pandemic happened, I remember this. I said in my mind out loud to the universe three things. I will never forget this, Hope. I said, please, I was like moving. I was relocating from Florida. I was overwhelmed with what to do. And I said, please just stop everything. I am not looking for a retrograde. I am looking for everything to stop. Number two, I was dealing with a lot of relationship issues in my native family that were really pushing me to the limit. And so I said, please keep everyone away from me that would cause me harm or detriment. And the third thing I said was, please immediately remove all people from positions of power who would seek to cause crimes against humanity. Now, in my mind, those three things are happening now.
Yes.
I can see how I created that. I'm just one person. So I'm not the solo creation. I'm an individual sharing a collective, but I can see how I shared in this creation. This is what I'm saying. As we get conscious of ourselves as creators, we can see how our thoughts contributed to what's going on in our world. That makes sense.
Yep. I agree with you totally. So is this the fifth dimensional reality and beyond? When people talk about, oh, we're going ascending and we're going into the fifth dimension, and I think sometimes we throw around that word ascension and or, we throw around the fifth dimensional reality and beyond, we throw it around, and people do not quite understand what that means. So would you be able to explain to our listeners what ascension means and what is this fifth dimensional reality and beyond that we're moving into?
Yeah, well, ascension is the process that we go through as individuals and also as a collective group of humanity to evolve beyond or out of an old paradigm, which we've been talking about, and into a new paradigm, which we're talking about. The new paradigm could be referred to as the fifth dimension. Ascension is happening on an individual and personal level. It's also happening globally and universally and galactically. And we can see it happening in our governments, our world's government, our health system, our healthcare system, our finances, our financial system, our schooling system, our educational system, all of the systems that were built in the old paradigm, the third dimension, are collapsing because they were not based in the same foundational principles of the fifth dimension. The third dimensional paradigm is based in service to self and giving away power and responsibility, giving away authority to an old authority system. that generally would seek to benefit at the expense of the many, and even to the harm and detriment of the many. That's the old system. So we can see that system is collapsing. That is part of the ascension process. The old systems that are designed to, in secrecy, coercion, manipulation, benefit of the few to the expense, harm, and or detriment of the many. That's the old paradigm. That's 3D. It is a fear-based system. So that old paradigm, third dimensional paradigm, we can see the primary energy there is fear and death, lack and limitation, sickness and illness, suffering and pain. And that system is collapsing and dying. The ascension process is the process where we as individuals wake up out of that, shift and change everything within us so that our external reality changes and presents a new paradigm, which we call the fifth dimensional paradigm. And this paradigm is based in love, peace, kindness, compassion, forgiveness, understanding. Its foundational principle is for the great, highest, the most benevolent best of all concerned. The most benevolent best of all. It's based on self-sovereignty, which I want to come back to that because that's the other point I forgot to mention earlier. But the ascension process is the process that we go through as we shift from the old paradigm to the new paradigm. And just to make this clear, if I haven't already, it does not mean we leave our body or fly away to some other planet. It means we change ourselves and transform ourselves from within. And through that inner transformation, we change the vibratory state of our energetic being from fear-based to love, peace, and joy-based. We change the way we live from service to self and giving power and authority away to others to service to the greater good of all, including self, and also self-governance, which means we would never cause harm to another, but we would also never cause harm to ourselves. Self-governance and self-sovereignty means we no longer let an external authority have power over us. Now, this is pivotal. We should talk about it, but does that make sense? Is that helpful? Did I explain that in a clear?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have just spoken the words of truth, right? That is so pivotal right now, self-governing. So,
yes.
Again, to all of our listeners who that might be a new concept or that might be a new word, or people who are waking up from the dormant state of being in, again, governed by the other programs, or the old programs, is,
right.
You know, what does that, because I'm with you, I believe that I'm in my self-governing energy right now. What?
Yeah.
So can you explain how
you I know
you
are, because I've hung out with you. I've been in your house. We've had a lot of conversations, so yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how can you help
self-governance?
People?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Yes.
Okay. So to me, in my worldview at this moment, the most toxic thing on the planet is not a virus. Actually, the most toxic thing on the planet is what I would call the lamestream media. So lamestream media is used to govern the people. The word government means to govern the mentality. The lamestream media is using secrecy, manipulation, coercion, false agenda, lies to dominate and manipulate people's consciousness in the old paradigm and to keep them trapped in the third dimensional paradigm. And in this paradigm, we give our power away to these external authority figures who we could call flying monkeys, telling us what to do, the monkey mind. External authorities of the monkey mind representing as false leaders. They might be politicians. They might be people who say you need a vaccine, like your body doesn't have all the right immunity. They might be people who say this is truth, and then someone else comes in and argues and debates. They like to argue and debate. They like to divide and conquer. They like to put you on one side or another, so you're always in fight, flight, and fear. That is that old paradigm where someone is claiming authority over another to the other's detriment or harm. Self-governance means we say, okay, those are all a bunch of flying monkeys, the monkey mind presenting in the external authority. So in the external reality. So I'm going to get in front of it by going within, getting silent, learning how to reclaim my own mind so I don't have flying monkeys in my external world telling me what's true, reclaiming and rediscovering my truth and living by this one true law. It's not even a law, but it is. I will do no harm to myself or anyone else to the best of my ability. I will live according to my highest truth, which we could call the golden rule. Do no harm to another and not to myself. Be kind and benevolent to the best of my ability. Be forgiving and understanding to the best of my ability. Live with integrity. You see, that's what humanity is missing in the old paradigm. There's no integrity. Nobody honors their word or agreement. I would even refer Don Miguel Ruiz as a teacher on this, the five agreements. There's the four agreement and the fifth agreement. Live by your word, honor your agreements, be in your integrity, be honest. I don't even remember what they are. I've read that book so long ago, so I remember I live by it myself. But my point is we reclaim our inner sense of true morality, of doing the right thing, of being fair and ethical. We have to relearn this and remember what it means. And we stop believing that someone outside of us can tell us what to do. Now, here's another thing. And this is very 5D. This is very sort of esoteric. But if you're willing to go with me here, it's a stretch. It is a stretch. When we start realizing in the new paradigm, as we shift, as we go through this ascension process, we start realizing that this whole reality is kind of a dream, even though we're in the physical world. And according to quantum physics, everything is just energy, subatomic particles. What we start realizing is that the external reality will only present what's in our unconscious and reflect that to us. Therefore, even if it's presenting something that we believe to be a rule or a regulation, like you must wear a mask or you must do this, you have to do this, that's just a moment where we get to say, is that really true for me? Is that? And then we can say, I'm going to choose something better and more benevolent and more rightly aligned for me that feels more good and right. What's good and right for me? That would feel so good and right, freeing and liberating, and still aligned with my perspective of do no harm to myself or anyone else, but also aligned with my integrity, not because somebody else tells me. What is my truth? What is my personal truth on what's right and good and fine and divinely aligned? And as we find that, the universe will present more new options. In other words, suddenly, the law gets changed and you don't have to wear a mask. Or suddenly, you realize there's lots of stores you can go to where you don't have to wear a mask. Or suddenly, the mandate changes. Or suddenly, something changes for the better. You see, because just because you think you're being told you have to do something, that's just a reflection of your unconscious. And just because you're being told that masks are healthy, that's just a reflection of your unconscious. Because now the universe will say, oh, yeah, it's better if you don't wear a mask, or it's healthier if you don't. Breathe clear air. Breathe free air. Air is clear when you're breathing. You breathe in more oxygen. It's healthier for you to not wear a mask. I'm just presenting an example. You understand? Not an absolute. The absolute is how the universe works, not the example necessarily. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. Because it's Dr. Bruce helpful. Lipton, who is well known, he talks about what he calls and what I call too is epigenetics. And epigenetics is the study of changes within the genes. And as he talks about epigenetics, he says our thoughts, our words, our belief system changes the genes. So
yes.
Every time we go into fear or doubt or worry that, oh, my God, this is going to get me, then his understanding, which he really truly is a doctor in epigenetics, says that he has watched the study of genes, and they change, and they become then the receiver and get receptors to catch that COVID-19. If indeed,
exactly. It's like a lock and a key.
Absolutely.
Right.
If indeed through epigenetics that you, which again many people have studied, if indeed you are in the fifth dimension and you understand of being self-governing in your own thoughts and in your own heart and in your own way, and let's say, for example, because we're not going to tell anybody what to do and what not to do, but if they choose that I am the divine source of all that is, and in my world, in this world, in the higher world, there is no COVID-19. And of course, people cringe when I say that, but
mm-hmm.
what I'm
mm-hmm.
doing to the epigenetics of my genes is it changes within the genes, and it doesn't. It's not living in the third dimensional reality, and that's what you said is about. Again, this is a stretch for many people. This is a dream. We're creating the dream through our thoughts and through our actions and through our words.
Yes. Yeah.
So
I love that you brought this up because he's such a great example of this. Yes.
Yeah. How can we wake up everybody? How are you as a teacher, helper, who is here to help people wake up? How? I guess I'm going to ask you two questions. First, is your perspective right now, do you believe that a majority of people are waking up to the epigenetics of how to change their reality?
Yes. Perspective. Everyone is waking up, and if they're not waking up, they are being forced to change or die. That's what I see.
Yep. Interesting.
So the question is, is everyone waking up? Everyone who's alive and choosing life is waking up. Everyone, yes. And so, and I love what you said about Bruce Lipton, because he's a great example that everything is environment, and the ultimate environment that you have is the environment of your awareness, your mind, your consciousness. That's why when I go back to saying that the most toxic thing on the planet is lamestream media, because it's affecting the way people think and what they believe, and it's feeding them with toxic information and flying monkeys and misinformation. So I do 100%. What I do to try to help really facilitate is to teach people and to help people remember what it feels like in the body to feel safe, what it feels like in the consciousness, in the body, the vibrational energy of peace, the vibrational energy of feeling good, of feeling safe, of feeling well, of feeling optimistic, of feeling excited, because that is the emotion of the energy that will then radiate out and create their reality. The possibility of transforming your inner experience is like this: when you learn how to close your eyes, breathe, and feel the energetic vibratory state that is most desirable to you, feeling excited, feeling optimistic, feeling a sense of glad expectation, feeling feeling certainty within your body for no particular reason. See, that is what, when your mind goes to, I choose to feel and experience XYZ, then you breathe and reverberate it through the whole body being, radiated through the body being, you're literally changing and transforming the inner experience and then radiating it out through the external, and then the external reflects something different back. That's a huge part of how I help people. I also work with the DNA, which to me is the blueprint. So our DNA is carrying the blueprint, and Bruce Lipton's an excellent teacher of this, of course. Our DNA is coded. The first two strands are coded with stuff, blueprints from the old paradigm, which includes sickness and illness and disease and dying and ancestral lineage patterns of lack and limitation and loneliness, isolation, like hardship, you know, on and on. That has to be cleaned up and cleared out, repatterned and reprogrammed, which it can be easily, once we realize, once we learn. Then we have another 10 strands of DNA. This is scientific fact in our world. Enough credible scientists have validated this and studied it and written about it in credible journals, scientific journals. 10 more strands of uncoded blueprints waiting for us to read, like blueprints. This, Bruce Lipton totally would validate this. So what is a blueprint that is unread? It's literally coded into our DNA. The reason we call it uncoded is that the human consciousness has to say, yes, I want that. Yes, I agree to that. Yes, I consent to that. Yes, I'm willing to activate that. What are those codes? Those are codes of, well, for one, the original divine blueprint, which means perfect health and longevity, and the original plan, which is does not include sickness, illness, disease. That has to be reactivated, reread in our blueprint, in our DNA. Also, immunity is in there. Immunity to everything. Chemtrails, viruses, disease, 5G grids, toxins, immunity, imperviousness is in there. But if the human doesn't know that it's in there, they can't tell the blueprint to go on. And how does the blueprint get read and turned on? You need someone who's holding the vibratory state, who already has it activated, who basically facilitates it for you, because you're at a different vibratory state. If you never knew it was there, if you never had it turned on, and you are there saying, yes, I want it turned on, please, with your vibratory, because it's sitting at a different vibratory frequency. It's at a fifth dimensional frequency or higher, not at a third dimensional frequency. So somebody who's going through an ascension process says, yes, I want it. I'm just here at 3D. I know it's in me, just like it's in you. Since you've got the vibratory key to unlock it in me, in my DNA, please do so. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm in gratefulness. I'm in humility. I recognize I'm grateful for your unlocking this within me. Now, it's ultimately, we all have it, but someone at 3D is not in vibratory resonance. So does that make sense?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So we turn it on.
Because most people would think that, okay, so if a person is listening to this program and they begin to get it and they come to you and they say, okay, I want to unlock the dormant DNA within me. I want to get this, Laurie. I really, really want to leave the old programs and come into the new blueprint of the truth of who I am. Where do I start with you? Where would you take that person or client?
Well, for me, I'll say this right here for everybody on the call. You can get a free DNA activation from me. Understand, DNA activation, you've got at least 12 strands of DNA. There are more, but science has so far only validated 12 strands because that's all they can see in the physical right now. The rest, we need to activate more in our physical world to bring it into the physical that science can see it. But those first 12 strands, they don't get all activated overnight. This is not a pill. Our old paradigm, we believe and we're programmed into take a pill and everything will change by morning. New paradigm, we are ever evolving and changing. So I just want to make that clear. It doesn't happen in an instant, doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen with a pill. And yet, instantaneous change happens continuously, ongoing. But the first thing I would do is refer people. Go get to my website and get your first free DNA activation. It's generic. But you'll see me on video and you'll get a free class about why we do it, what it's all about, how we do it, and how to do more. So you can go to laurieespana.com/freegifts/DNA, laurieespana.com/freegifts, /DNA. And I'll spell my name real quick. It's LoriSpagna. That's my website name. And that's where you can start. That's a good place to start. You just start getting the earliest DNA activations you can get, which will initially basically trigger like a domino effect. And then you have to keep doing it because it's all based in free will and consent. And every time you activate some, more wants to be activated because it's limitless potential. And you got to stay with it and keep working with it. And it's all about vibratory changes and shifts within your body being. So your body will make the first few activations that you can do, and then there's room for growth and evolution. That's the process of evolution. So, but can I say one other thing too, Hope, is that the whole thing, part of the ascension process and this whole thing is shifting us out of cognitive dissonance. So all of humanity, in the third paradigm, we've been in cognitive dissonance. The way I describe that and define that is that we have been out of alignment with God's truth. That's cognitive dissonance. We have not been aligned with God's truth, God's frequency and vibration of love and peace and joy and those vibratory states of being. So the process of ascension, including DNA activations, including all forms of real, true, valid healing, which is really just resolving cognitive dissonance, is bringing us into alignment energetically, vibrationally, with God's truth, God's perspective, God's understanding of all that is, God's definition, God's point of view, God's energy, frequency, and vibration. So that's what we're doing. We're healing and resolving our cognitive dissonance.
Hmm.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, that's a great way to explain it. Okay, we're going to talk a little sticky energy here. Lots of people don't want to hear this, but I love the name of the book that you have, Superfoods for People and Their Pets, to really go into ascension, and that there are certain foods as well as alcoholic beverages, as just as much as our thoughts and things like that, that can cause that dissonance, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about what would you consider the superfoods for people as well as their animals to come back into, I call it coming back into grace, come back into their divine alignment. What would that be?
Yeah. I love this because when we do food, when we're talking food, we're talking on the physical level, because up until now we've been talking about energy, the thought body, the emotional body, the mental body, the spiritual body, the energetic body. So now we're just taking down to the grassroots of our physical form, and that matters too. What we put in our body is huge in terms of our transformation. In the old paradigm, the food system is based on artificial ingredients, fast food, which is basically killing people, which is filled with nanotechnology. Literally, nanotechnology is in the food. There's all kinds of fast food. It's already known that most of the fast food has various forms of human genetics in there. You know, there's like cannibalistic stuff in those fast food and, you know, dead animals that are not necessarily supposed to be in the food, like hamburgers now have horse meat in there and genetically modified foods. And it's just so fluoride in the water, which fluoride is a known neurotoxin, dumbs down the brain, shuts down your psychic center, your pineal gland, pituitary gland. So in order to ascend on the physical level, we have to completely change the food that we take in. And the first and foremost, no GMO to the best of our ability. Read the labels. If you know how to muscle test or learn kinesiology, I teach that in all my classes. I teach that in everything I do, basic muscle testing. So it's very easy to learn, and you have to practice it over time. But so no genetically modified foods, zero to the best of your ability, junk in the water, right? Fluoride in the water. You want water that comes from the earth, Mother Earth. So spring water that is ideally not in plastic, or want it in glass ideally, or straight from the earth. I'm right now in Arkansas. I'm getting my water straight from spigots from the earth. It's incredible. Or else restructure the water in some way so that you can know the quality of water for both people and animals. Now, that's just basic. Now, beyond that, we ideally would like organic to the best of our ability, because at least to some degree that would mean chemical free from fertilizers. And by the way, these big, rich, global elite companies that control the media and control the food supply, Monsanto Corporation, Dow Corporation, they're the chemicals of the world who basically have been poisoning the food supply, and they're the ones benefiting from hand sanitizers and other plastics that are being used. But okay, that's another story. So we go organic ideally because we hope and we believe that to some degree that means less chemicals in the food. Now, that aside, superfoods themselves are foods that are from the earth. They are the baseline foods that come directly from the earth. So we're talking about things like spirulina, chlorella, chlorophyll, liquid chlorophyll. Those should be in the diet of people and animals every day. You can get them on Amazon, and ideally you get them organic with no artificial ingredients of any kind. You got to – self-responsibility means reading labels. You see, in the old paradigm, other responsibility. We don't read labels. We don't think about what we eat. We don't think what's in a vaccine. What's in a vaccine? They don't even think. Do you know what's in a vaccine? I mean, the worst ingredients that can possibly exist are shoved into a vaccine, including human genetics and including mercury, toxic poison, fluoride. Poison is in that. But people don't seem to know because they're not believing and doing the research. In the new paradigm, we take responsibility. We read the label. So, okay. Spirulina, chlorella, liquid chlorophyll are baselines. Got to have those. Also, things like healthy oils. What are healthy oils? Pure, organic, raw, vegan olive oil, pumpkin seed oil. Animals will love this too. Sea buckthorn oil, coconut oil, chia seed oil, hemp oil, hemp. Miracle food. It's a miracle food. Animals can have it. CBD is a stronger version of hemp, which you can still get it without what's called THQ. THQ influences is a little bit more of what makes you kind of mellow. Like that's what's more in the pot, you know, when people smoke pot or marijuana. But hemp can be pure without any of that. They know how to make that. It's a miracle plant. That's why, by the way, the pharmaceutical drug industry made it illegal, because it doesn't benefit them to make hemp legal, but hemp is a miracle food, miracle plant, can create oil for the car, can create clothes, it grows anywhere, has every healing substance that the body needs. Drink, eat, put hemp in your food, give it to your animals, they will benefit too. Then, so all those oils, healthy oil, flaxseed is another one. Okay, then superfoods for the body will be things that nourish and strengthen and give energy, and you can add them in any form or substance. Mushrooms, superfood mushrooms like shaga, reishi. You can look these up. Cordyceps, lion's mane. Those are all in the superfood mushroom family. Turkey tail. These mushrooms are the sponges of the body. So they come in, they nourish the body, and they will sponge up any toxin, and then you poop it out. The healthiest thing you can imagine. Now, if you have a mushroom allergy, for example, some people do, the other things you won't have allergies to most likely, but if you have allergies to any of these things, you can heal the allergy. Allergy stems from a belief system that something outside of you has power over you, which is part of the old paradigm. You can change that. You don't have to have the allergy. That can be changed on all those levels we were talking about earlier and in the DNA. So, but these are superfoods that are good for your body. So once you start doing the research on this and involving muscle testing, you can learn these foods are massive healers for the body and just totally so helpful for the body. These are baseline foods. One other thing I'll just say for animals and humans everything I've referred to, good for both animals and humans. Raw organic or slightly, lightly cooked. I mean, if you sort of start to move in that direction, especially for dogs and cats, raw organic, raw pet food, which is basically, if you get it made by a pet food company, they do a flash freeze process that removes all the unhealthy bacteria. But you can lightly cook it if you want in, you know, a toaster oven or your oven. Please banish all microwaves. That is radiation. Banish your microwaves for good. Never use them again. That's, you asked me. So you of course, people always have the choice. They can make any choice. I honor and respect their choice. It's just that this is, you asked me, that's what I'm sharing based on my research. I could go on about this for a long time, but at least we've covered some of the basics. So I hope that's helpful.
Well, I think it is helpful because I think that lots of people, again, like you just said, we took it from the energetics and now we're taking it down to the physical. And I think that it needs to be, again, everybody, all-inclusive in that energetic frequency in order to move you into the fifth dimension and really being dynamic in your creation and creating your future. And I see that's what's infinitely possible during this time of which the prophets talked about this time that we're having here upon the planet. And so I'm excited constantly, which kind of goes against the grain of many people when they're worried and doubtful. And, you know, I'm jumping with joy that there's magnificent change here upon the planet that is happening. So I think that's really, really important for people to get that piece of the superfoods and how to begin to move into that that piece. So,
yeah.
So,
and Hope, you know, I want to say, the thing is,
go ahead.
Can I say one thing? I just want to just pout your horn, because what people don't always realize is that your role, and I would say this is true about my role and also about your gals, Amy and Janelle, like our role as light workers is to hold the light and to be excited and to show the way. And so while people who are having hard times, some part of them wants us to come down in the muck with them. They don't always realize, like, they want you to not be happy and excited, but they don't realize, like, that is your role as a light worker. I hesitate to use this word because we're not saviors, but every light worker is a savior. Because if we don't hold that light and that excitement and that joy and be that and emanate that, the world would end. That's what would happen. We are the light that is keeping the world alive and helping others to awaken and choose the new paradigm, because the old paradigm on its own would extinguish on its own. So you cannot go into the shadow with those. I know you know this, but I just celebrate your excitement, and I am that too, I feel. And it doesn't mean we don't have our challenges. It just means we are working so hard to transform our own challenges and transform that into the light. So I honor and celebrate you and your whole team for that. And I know that's what our role is. And I hope that helps people understand why we don't go down into the muck with all the misery that is going on and the suffering, because we care so deeply and we love so much that we must hold the light. We can't, you know, let our light extinguish. And the only other thing I want to say about the superfood part, and this isn't as much for animals, but for humans, what's happening to me, and I know a lot of other light workers, is we're becoming more breatharian based and even more sun based. So for me, I know I have a daily practice of breathing nourishment into my body and breathing in sunlight through my vehicle to feed and replenish my light and my nourishment. And I really enjoy that. And I find that I don't need as much food. I typically only eat one meal a day now, and my meal is typically like beans and rice and lettuce, and I tell you, I love it. I don't feel deprived. I don't feel like I'm missing out. I feel like enjoyment of the food tastes so good to me. I mean, of course, I do green juices. I love to do raw green juices. I make raw green juices. I have a juicer, and You know, put just anything that's a green vegetable, basically, more or less can be juiced. Celery, kale, chard, parsley. I mean, I usually put apple in there, although it's good to do the fruits and veggies separate. I don't mind, you know, lemon, ginger, spinach. I mean, you know, anything that is lettuce leafy based or celery type base or beets. I mean, it's just the greatest yumminess for your body if you will give yourself that as a gift of making yourself the juice. And I can make myself like enough for a week and put it in the fridge in separate containers. And between that and like one meal a day and the breath, that's enough for me. And then I do supplements like what I talked about. I do those healthy supplements I added in. And I think that is the direction we're all moving into. We're becoming less reliant on animals, which thankfully to me, I don't really eat very many. I don't eat almost any animal product, although I will have like eggs or cheese sometimes, but less and less of that. I think that's the direction we're moving in as a planet. And it is a choice, but what happens is as we move in this direction, we don't want a dead animal in our body. We don't want the energy of pain and suffering in our body. And as beings who want to be part of the solution for more and more compassion and love and kindness, we certainly don't want to contribute to the suffering of another animal, another living being. And we start realizing that our body does not need that, that that's an old program and belief system of the third dimensional paradigm. So, and that change is quite effortless as we activate our DNA, as we realign our consciousness, as we shift our vibration, as we move into these high frequency foods. So I know that was a whole lot more than I added on there, but I think it's relevant and valuable to offer because it also helps people like release their desire for cigarettes, release their desire for alcohol. Like that stuff just goes away. It really does as we do this work.
Yeah,
I'm glad we got
My teacher would always say the same thing about breatharians, and I can remember when that word came across my thinking, and when my teacher had said, well, you know, that eventually we'll turn into breatharians, and I thought, what the hell is a breatharian? And she would say, go outside, drink in the sun, that they told you to be frightened of the sun for a reason. No, I'm not telling people
that's
to go out there and get burned. Yes, yes. But they taught us to be kind of frightened of the sun and that you'll age if you go into the sun or you'll get cancer if you go much in the sun. So she would say to just drink in the sun and you will be fed from that light. If you're turning into light, you need more light. So I think that's all really, really, really important. Let's go into just a little bit about our galactic family that's here, Sasquatch that's here. Many people are having trouble or at least talking about the possibilities if galactic beings are here. Do you want to share anything about that particular piece about the star seeds and they're here upon the planet?
Yeah. So this is also in our DNA and you know, by the way, just going back to what you said 2 seconds ago, real quick, I have a lot of people in my community who do the DNA activations with us. In our DNA, we can clear out the program because it's just a program, a pattern in the DNA that the sun will burn you. It's more than a belief system. It's a program that's running. But when you clear that out, the sun doesn't have to burn you. And I've had so many people in my community I've done that for, and they're like, it's amazing. I used to get burned all the time. Now I never get burned.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying to go stand out in the sun in 4 or 5 hours. You see, you don't play with the ego to prove it.
Right.
You just clear it, and then the experience starts to change in a most benevolent way. That's what I'm saying. But anyway, because it really does work. It's like the same thing is true that you believe that you need to eat meat to survive. It's a program in the DNA. It's a program in the unconscious, and it can be cleared out. But anyway, so star family races. So part of shifting into the new paradigm and the fifth dimensional paradigm is reconnecting and reunifying with our galactic brothers and sisters, our star family connections, who are benevolent. So the old malevolent ones, to the best of my knowledge, have been cleared out of our galaxy. Most humans never even knew that they were even there. They were the ones who landed in Area 51. They were the ones who did very horrible things. You know, they did abductions that were against free will of people and animals. They did animal mutilations. They basically took over our government. They have been ruling the planet, and they've been basically, to the best of my knowledge, cleared out of our galaxy. And most humans have no idea this was going on since the 50s or something of that time. I think it was the 50s, the Eisenhower era pretty much was good start of it. Anyway, they're gone. So now, unless they might not be gone in everyone's paradigm, you see, because in the old paradigm, they could still be living in a reality where they're still having some of those experiences, right? But in the fifth dimensional paradigm and beyond, they're basically gone. They just don't have a platform here. Or else, if there is a reptilian here, which there are them here, but they also have transformed into love and betterment. Same for draconians and others. They transform because in this frequency bandwidth, they're also vibrating to frequencies of peace and love and joy and unification. So, but these new star family races are basically interacting with us more and more. So, for example, like where I am right now, I'm in the crystal bed in Arkansas. This is a hot spot for galactic ships. And they come here because the crystals here, which I work with and I help people and animals to learn with and work with, these crystals are storing up information and energy like time capsules that we can access. So the galactic families who are benevolent and are helping us through our evolution, and we're also helping them. They need us as much as we need them. They hover around here a lot to interact with the crystals and to interact with the consciousness of the people here. So I tend to interact with them almost on a daily basis. But nonetheless, they're in many hot spots. They tend to be a lot of them around Shasta, Mount Shasta. A lot of them are around some of the, you know, high vibe areas, Sedona, Arizona. That whole area in there is a hot spot. Utah, southern Utah, Lake George area has a lot of them. Anyway, the point is they're basically helping us to reclaim a lot of our superhuman abilities. So they often will give us information and energy about our future versions, who we evolve into, and they sort of travel through time and space, so to speak, to assist us in repatterning and reprogramming and reawakening our DNA and our dormant potential because we're evolving. So it's this kind of symbiotic, integrative relationship where they help activate us, we're activating them, they're activating us, and they're giving us codes and keys, key codes, dormant potential, superhuman abilities that we get to claim and access now. But we have to become aware of it again. In the old paradigm, nobody knows about this. And if they're in fear or if they have judgments or opinions that these guys are bad, these star, who are they? They're going to come take us over. That's all old paradigm. That's not new paradigm. So we have to kind of get to know them. And there's these divine appointment times where we have accelerated opportunities to get to know them. So, for example, the next one right around the corner is the Lionsgate 8-8. I know for me every year, I've been doing this for like now 10 years, on the Lionsgate, my community, and sometimes we have 200 people on a webinar, we do a Lionsgate meditation, activation, our star family races come in. The Lionsgate 8-8 portal is when the Sirian High Council, the Sirians from the Sirian star system, the Lyrans from the Lyran star system, and the Lion, known sometimes known as Lion people, but not exactly, that's an offshoot, and other benevolence, the Palladians, who are our closest relatives, we're part of the Palladian system in the new paradigm, they all come in to align up through this 8-8 Lionsgate portal. It's a intergalactic superhighway with zero traffic. Think of it that way. And they come in and they give us all these codes and activations to help us. I do that every year. I've been doing it every year for 10 years now. and we activate our dormant DNA. And I translate it for people. Here's what's coming in from the Syrian High Council. Here's what's coming in from the Palladian High Council. Here's what the Lyrians want to give us today. Here, and animals come in too, by the way. The animal kingdom comes in. So, for example, this next one that I have on 8-8, just August 8th, this month, well, this next month, the lambs have come in. And they said, we want to help humanity heal the areas where you have been slaughtered, where you have been blood sacrificed. See, we don't know that that's going on our Earth in 3D. We haven't been educated about what's going on. That's been kept from us. But the lambs are holding, they were the victims, and they were also, it's not that they're saviors, but they have the solution, because the victim becomes victorious. In 5D, the higher consciousness of all lambs has become victorious, and they want to help humanity to come out of being, you know, lambs sent to slaughter and blood sacrifice and rituals used against them. So they have solved this for themselves as a sub-collective of animals, and they want to help us resolve it within ourselves and give us these gifts. It's amazing what comes through. So anyway, because they're not necessarily star family races, but they're some of our brothers and sisters who join us on this portal. The animal kingdom are just as much our teachers. I know you know this, and I know we've talked about this before. So that's just some of what's coming through with the next one. But we've had cows come through. I think we've talked about this before, you and I. And the cows have shared teaching us how to become better mothers, because they see themselves as wonderful mothers. That's why they give us the milk. And they want us to learn how to self-parent and be better parents to ourselves and one another. And so they have all kinds of lessons and learnings and teachings to teach us. And they share that with us through the consciousness, through their vibratory frequency that we get to level up to. It's amazing. And so many animals have come in. Anyway, this is the star. I was talking about the star families, but I then also dovetailed to the animals. But that's how they help us. And we have to become vibrationally attuned to come out of our cognitive dissonance. And the 8-8 is a great example of a day when we are gifted. We are gifted these magnificent gifts and superhuman abilities. And, for example, if you've ever been a parent, anyone who's been a parent who has had challenges with their own children and how to be good parents, you get that download. It's just amazing. I've never been a parent to any human in this lifetime. I've been a parent to animals. And I have watched my parenting to my animal companions change. And my animal, Kiko, is like a human. She's like a human. You know, and she physically transitioned in the last year, which was really difficult for me. But I now have connected with her, and I have found, this is amazing to me, she came and shared with me how she is now in the womb of a human mommy.
Wow.
To be reincarnated as a human. Now, that is very rare for animals, very rare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most animals don't do that. But she perceived herself to be so aligned with human consciousness because of the way she was reared and her transformation while she was with me. I was like devastated actually when I heard it, because I just wanted her to stay on with me as a guide for like a much longer time. But my human self was like devastated because she was moving on. I had to change my perspective to be so great, you know, in celebration of her evolution, her transformation. And in gratitude that I had helped her, you know, like gratitude for the lessons of how much I had done for her as her human. But this is just what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know, I got off tangent. I went off on a tangent. But I hope that's helpful.
Yes, that is.
I hope that makes sense.
Would you send to the Hope Interface Center that link for your 8-8 activation?
And oh, yes, for sure.
To the Hope Interface Center.
Yeah. And
also,
I'll tell you, they can also go to the website, lorispania.com. I'll send you the link, but it's under the live events tab, and it'll say speed activations, DNA activations. And it's really, I mean, it's so worth it. It's usually a 3-hour event typically. So the first hour to hour and a half, we're talking about what's going on Earth and how to navigate, what the Lionsgate portal is going to be doing for us, how it's going to be helping us as a humanity. I talk about the codes that we're getting. I translate what I understand so that people know what they're getting and they get to say, yes, I want that, or no, I don't, which they always, I mean, people want it all. And then the second hour and a half is the meditation with the healing and the activation. And we take a break in between. And it's always recorded, and they get to download it and own it. But, yeah, I'll share that with you. And then the other thing I wanted to do was just gift the community for people who love animals. They can go to the website and get some great free gifts for them and their animals. If they go to laurispagna.com/free-gifts/animals. Tons of great content on, you know, animal communication and telepathy and energy healing with animals and helping your animals. And by the way, that book is free on Kindle, on the one you referenced, on that Superfoods for You and Your Pets. So they can go to Amazon. They can get any of my books. If they have Kindle, it's free.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so, so much. I sincerely thank you for saying yes to our program. You just gave us one dynamic, jam-packed hour of information that is truth-filled, and I'm hoping for all of those listeners who are listening right now and will be listening after they hear this to please continue to listen to it and send it on to your friends and visit Lori and all of her gifts that she's willing so freely to give out, and look up her seminars and workshops when she goes to these delightful hot spots in the universe where our galactic family comes in. Again, all of you, you can get this information at www.LORISPANGA.com.
SPAGNA. Sorry. I know it's G is silent. It's
SPAGNA. Thank you.
Yes. .com. Thank you so much. Hope, thank you so much for having me. I just want to say thank you so much. I love you so much, and I love your tribe and community. I had the best time ever when I was in Minnesota with you guys. It was such a pleasure and joy.
Well, if you're ever in town, please join us. Please come again, and we'll be back all back together again at the Hope Interfaith Center. So I thank you all for joining us tonight.
Yes.
Thank you, Lori, so much.
All my love to all of you.
Namaste, everyone. Namaste. Thank you to all of our enormous listeners across the nation. I appreciate you. Join us again on the Pure Hope Show, where we're going to have a fantastic speaker again on August 25th. We are always on the last Tuesday of every month with a dynamic truth speaker. So take care. Be well. Namaste.
Thank you for tuning in to Pure Hope by Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. And until next time, remember that true greatness consists in being great in the little things. Be kind, be gentle, be loving, be true.